are we going through like a midlife goth phase?
Someone die.
Welcome back to the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Nate Williams, and I am joined to my right, your left, by the educated.
By evanescent.
No, I never say that. I said it one time, and you keep saying like, "Oh, I thought you were going to say ever." That's about a sparkling drink. Yeah, it's a drink.
I don't even
drink.
Know the word.
By the, I said educate by the miseducated, by the highly dedicated to us. You know, me and Max.
Thank you.
I'm glad you waited. I'm glad you waited for me.
Aww,
to
me, you
know, to marry. That's a stretch.
So sweet.
I'm talking about my beautiful wife, Jennifer Ann Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, clap, 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 clap.
It's your girl, Jen Wills.
Hey, toot it up.
Jay Wills on the ones and the twos. Jay Wills on the ones and the twos.
You're in rare form. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep my energy high because we're on our way to give Max a shot.
That's what I was going to ask you. Where are we headed to? What's going on today?
Yeah, we got to take old Max to the old PD.
Yeah, he's getting, what's the shot called?
The Prevnar shot.
Prevnar shot. I don't know, for all you guys out there with kids, it was our first experience giving Max, or them giving Max a shot the last time we were here. Oh, heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's really sad.
So tough. He's not expecting it. He goes from happy to in a lot of pain immediately. And so I'm not looking forward to that. I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, oh, man, like I don't want to hear him.
I know. I hate it so much.
Not because the scream's annoying, but you just know, like, my child's
hurting.
In pain.
Yeah, it's really.
Is it two?
Really
he
sad.
Got two shots last time, right?
Two
so it's just
last
the one.
Time, one shot this time.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to it. I think we already said before in a different episode when he had to give blood when he was, like, really little. Like, maybe
that was terrible.
4 days old.
Yeah. He
just
was
crying
really
and crying. Jen's crying. I'm tearing
you
up.
You have to hold him.
Yeah.
At least for this, like, they don't want you to hold him because,
right.
like, you don't want to associate, like, you holding him with that, like, pinch of pain.
Right.
And I know it is just, like, a moment of pain, but, it breaks my heart. It breaks
my
heart.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking
it
thing
is,
for sure.
It is.
Right now you're reading a book to kind of, what's it called? The vaccine friendly doctor plan?
Vaccine friendly plan.
There it is. So, and we talked about this before, but some dude who's a doctor wrote a book about the order of getting the shots for your kids. Apparently, I guess the CDC, what they recommend, you can do it a different way. You cannot have them get like all the shots day one and then day two get a whole bunch, like you can just delay them, still get them, but in a way that's more beneficial to them developmentally or something like that. So Jen's reading about that and figuring out what Max is about to get into his body. I'm guessing it's safe. We wouldn't be doing this if it's
it
not.
Is.
Okay. But that's not what today's episode is about. What I wanted to talk about is, Jen, your favorite season.
Fall.
I think that after we...
I feel like we're going the wrong way.
Really? Because I'm just following the directions.
Yeah, never been this way before.
Me neither. After we give Max, and not we, the doctors, after they give him the shot, I think we're going to go to either Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that so Jen can get these mums that she's talked about every single day for the past week. Multiple times you've, like, multiple times throughout the day, you'll be like... Don't you think, like, these color mums would look great on our front porch? And I'm like, yeah, actually they would. They really would go with the theme. We've gotten pumpkins, correct?
Yeah, we got pumpkins.
We got hay bales. Or not hay bales. What's it called?
They're like shocks of hay. Or shocks of corn. Shocks
stocks?
Of corn. I don't know. The sign said shocks.
Shocks with a H? Shucks? Not shucks? Shocks?
I thought it said shocks.
I've never heard of shocks. I've heard stocks, like corn stock, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's fine. We got some of those. We got pumpkins. You got pumpkins around the house. You're really going for it, which I appreciate.
I am. I really am.
And I'm thankful for. I'm not huge into the holiday decorated type spirit. Do you think you got that from your mom?
I don't know. Honestly, it's just like fun to be excited about something, you know?
True.
So I'm like, ooh, new season. Like, it just feels like summer is over. A new season is here. It's fresh. It's new. And like, let's change things up a little bit, you know?
Okay. I feel that.
So that's why I do it.
Well,
it
does feel good. Did I say to you last night, thank you for cleaning the... I thanked you?
Yeah, for cleaning the house.
Yeah, and changing the sheets. Oh, look in this... Oh, man, you don't expect to see that.
Oh, a little dog pooping.
Yeah. I just look over and see it. Just don't expect that. But yes, so we're getting the mums or whatever. Ideally, what would you want the outside of our house to look like if you... Had all the money in the world. Well, maybe not all the money.
The big pot. I want the big pot out front. The white one. I'll put the big pot out there with a big old mum in it.
Okay.
Then you've got the stack of the pumpkins, which is new this year. We've never done that before.
Nope.
Super cute.
Looks good. Yeah.
So have that there. And then I like those corn husks, I guess. I don't know what they're called.
The corn stalks,
I like
stalks,
those
yeah.
going up like the banisters that we have at the front.
And that should hold your... Like, that's... You don't want nothing else? You don't want like a... ghost that floats around and, you know, like a witch with a light in her brain.
I don't really like Halloween. I do like Halloween. It's fine. It's fun to, like, dress up or whatever.
Right.
But I don't necessarily like Halloween. I more so like fall.
I see. Okay. Halloween is just like a flash in the pan, you know? It's just a couple of days, maybe a week or so. Fall is until Christmas.
Yeah, like, fall you can drag out until... the end of November easily, because then Christmas begins.
Do you feel like winter starts in December? Like, for you, do you think it's winter when it's December?
Not like, usually, no.
You
I
still
feel like it's
think it's fall? You feel like it's fall?
Well, no, I feel like, yeah, it is winter, but, like, because it's not cold, it doesn't feel like winter. I feel like winter is, like, January, February, and
really?
March. Yeah.
I always considered winter to be, like, December.
Really? No, I never really think about it because it's usually hot in December.
It's true.
You know?
At least for us. That's been our experience.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel like... It's, like, warmer than winter. It's probably fall-like weather, but it's still, like, warmer than winter. I think winter, snow, ice, cold.
I think the same thing, and I always associate December with those.
Yeah, but just, I think I haven't seen a white Christmas in years.
Mm.
You know?
Think you're right. Yeah. I'm trying to think back. Like, no. And I think that I think that present day, because when I was younger, December was... Like, you remember, like, winter break and, like, you'd have, like, snow days and all that stuff?
Yeah.
For me, that just feels like December. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. I always got hype in school because, you know, yeah, in December you get all that time off. But I didn't really consider it winter. For some reason, to me, it's like exciting, 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 like fall. Then Thanksgiving, which I really like to make all the different meals for, you know.
Right.
And then after Thanksgiving, you have Christmas. And so it's like all this excitement for like months on months on months.
Right.
And then January hits and it's like now it's winter. And you just go into, like, hibernation sadness because nothing's happening.
Do you feel like, and I think that we've talked about this before, but I'll ask you again. Do you feel like we do enough celebrating in the middle of the year? Because I feel like there's no, like, Christmas by far, people go bananas for. Like,
yeah,
it's a month-long preparation.
Yeah, I know, I do.
I think that Christmas is number one in people's minds. Underneath of that, I'd venture to say Thanksgiving. Or is there another holiday that you think people take as, or
well,
maybe 4th of July?
I don't, yeah, I was going to say 4th of July people love. That's not one that I decorate for or really even do anything on.
No.
I'm trying to think.
Well,
like,
pause. Before we do that, let's pick our top three holidays.
Okay.
In order. Number one, number two, number three.
You want me to start? Because obviously one is Christmas.
Right. That's fine.
Two is also probably Christmas.
Nope. We're not doing that. So you got to pick a different holiday.
Oh, okay.
for that other slot?
I do like Thanksgiving. Okay. Something about that day is like, I don't know, chill, like the food and like the baking.
Okay.
I do like Thanksgiving. I think it's really fun. It's more fun with family. You can play games and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was thinking, like, Mahjong is a two-person player.
Oh, my gosh. This freaking Mahjong. Yesterday, Jen was like, oh, my gosh, guess what this neighborhood has? And I was like, I think I said a liquor store. Lord, forgive me.
Yeah,
But she was like, no, they've got Mahjong. I was like, what? She's like, Mahjong. I was like, what's Mahjong? You're like, you don't know what Mahjong is? I said, no, I don't know what Mahjong is. You're telling me that you know you don't know what Mahjong is. I don't know what Mahjong is. Mahjong. You never played Mahjong as a kid?
No. I was like, right here, Mahjong.
It's Mahjong right here. This is Mahjong.
You've never seen it?
No. You're like, you're telling me you've never, I have never heard.
Probably 20 times.
Easily. I've never heard of Mahjong. I've never played Mahjong.
In my mind, I was just floored by that. Because like on my computer growing up, there was Minesweeper. Minesweeper. Not mind. Minesweeper. Solitaire and Mahjong.
I didn't have
Mahjong.
So when
you got bored with the other two, which happened very easy, and I also only ever beat Minesweeper one time, so that became discouraging.
Right.
There was Solitaire. Oh, and what's that other game that's like Solitaire? It's a card game. It's a little bit different.
Hearts?
Maybe. I never was good at that other one, though, so I never played that one. But then on the computer was Mahjong.
Never,
and it's
never.
Like little tiles, and they're stacked tall and wide, and you can only match tiles on the outside that aren't landlocked, essentially. It's a really great game. And they have a Mahjong, I guess, game night for ladies in our neighborhood on Thursday night. So I text our neighbor, Lisa, who we always talk about on the podcast.
Hey, Lisa.
I text her. I was like, do you know the neighborhood has Mahjong? Lisa never heard of Mahjong either.
Exactly.
So I guess I'll be going by myself.
You say
Mahjong
you
night.
Saying it louder and more frequently is not going to is jogging
Lisa
no memories because they
either.
Don't exist. Girl, you don't know what Mahjong?
Like,
you never Mahjong before? No, I have not.
I was super hyped because I was like, Lisa's gonna know about Mahjong. We're about to go up in there. We'll be the two youngest people. I can't go by myself.
No. You'll be either. Mahjonging on your own.
Right.
Mahjong for Juan. But
so bummed. But anyway, so I like Thanksgiving to bring it all the way back. I like Thanksgiving because it's like low key. You can like play your games. Oh, I also like Thanksgiving. I feel like people don't like Thanksgiving for this reason, but I get really hype about Black Friday.
Okay.
We do all of our like online shopping for like deodorant, shampoo, like things that we use all throughout the year on Black Friday.
True.
Hashtag bloom budget.
Oh, there it is.
So, I think that's another reason that I really like Thanksgiving, because you can just kind of, like, sit around and, like, be exploring what you might want to buy, you know?
Yeah.
On Black Friday, so that's always fun. And then next to Black Friday and Thanksgiving, I don't like Halloween in a sense of, like, dressing up and stuff like that. So
okay.
I can't really say Halloween, but I do love it because it's what, like, people get hype about fall for.
Okay.
Like, the pumpkins, and I love, like, doing the fall stuff, like pumpkin patch, apple cider, bonfires.
True.
Like, I love that aspect of Halloween, I guess.
Mm.
So maybe Halloween. But other holidays include, like, 4th of July, which, like I said, to me, I guess because I am budget conscious, I'm not spending $100 on things we're literally going to blow up.
Right.
So that's not happening. So I've never really been a 4th of July fan.
True.
And I think when it's scary. Like,
Fourth
it's risky.
Yeah.
Like, people
I've
get
only
hurt.
Heard, yeah, I've only heard horror stories. Like, football players, like, goofing around and blowing up their hands and, like, losing fingers and stuff.
So
like, I'm not about that.
Yeah, never been a huge fan of that. So I'm trying to think of other holidays that I could be forgetting. Like, Easter is fun. It's just for one day, like
right.
a good meal and dress up. Like, that's fun. But, well, and like the Lord. Like,
yeah, I mean, this sounds terrible. I don't really care about Easter as a holiday.
Yeah.
Personally, there's nothing super special about it.
We're running late, so we gotta...
Okay. Does that mean you take your seatbelt off now?
Yeah, I got a little overexcited about that.
Just a little bit, yeah. Okay, and now we're hearing the beep and stuff. All right, we're here. We'll let you know how the... if you can't tell, because Jen's seatbelt came off immediately.
We'll let you know how it goes.
We're going to let you know how it goes.
We just got to get in here fast, because we're 7 minutes late.
Oh, dang, true. Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys,
we'll be right back. Cue the transition music. We're back. Would like to give a Medal of Honor. Wait, that feels...
To the greatest?
Yeah. Is Medal of Honor when someone dies in something?
Oh, yeah. No, we're not giving
okay,
them that.
Okay, that's way too much. All right.
Gold medal.
How about a golden star?
We're giving one golden star.
One golden star to our son, Max. Okay, so that took 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops? 20 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah.
And some of it was us waiting in
most
the...
Most of it.
Yeah. So it was nothing, man. Pulled his little chubby thigh out.
Pulled
they gave
his
little
chubby thigh.
They gave him the goods.
They gave him the shot.
Is further down Walmart or...
No, it's behind us, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
And Max went...
He didn't cry or anything at all.
It was just like a face of like, what's happening?
Yeah, his eyes just...
He's just super uncertain. And then he was like, okay, it's fine.
It still hurt to see him hurt. I was going to ask the lady, like, does it make you feel some type of way to, like, be giving these shots? Because I'm sure she gives them, like, all the time, like, routinely, like, meh.
To be honest, she didn't seem very
warm. She seemed cold. Is that the word I'm looking at?
Right,
frigid.
So it probably doesn't affect her at all.
Ice woman. Her and Elsa, definitely related. Very cold woman. But... We were talking about holidays. What I was going to ask you before we went in and did all that was, did you ever go out for Black Friday? Like, did you go wait in line and, like, blah, blah? I liked that experience. I mean, I was dating this girl at the time, and so I'd go with her.
Okay. Who was she?
This was in high school.
I
was a teenager. So moving forward. I do the same thing. If you were saying
it's
something like that.
My ongoing bad joke.
No, I'm here for it. And I give the same response every time. I was but a child.
True.
But I would go with her family. And so we'd be out front of Best Buy or whatever, trying to buy whatever. So, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, it is really. I did do that before, like with my family. So my cousins are like, they do like the really fun car dealerships who can keep their hand on the car for the longest.
Right.
And they've won cars almost every year. I kid you not.
And they do it for hours or is like
hours.
Days?
Hours. They leave our Thanksgiving, don't sleep, and go to the car dealerships to wait for cars.
And
like
they just
dead serious. And they have probably won 4 or 5 vehicles that way.
By just standing there, outlasting
sometimes
everyone
it's
else?
Standing there. Sometimes it's raffles.
True.
And they'll win that way. They've won, like, all sorts of different ways. And we just get, like, a text the next day, like, this is our new...
Did they win last year?
I don't know. Honestly, like, they probably don't need any more cars. So I don't really know. But they might do it this year because I think that their daughter just got in a car accident. She's okay, but she got in a car accident, so she probably is needing a new car.
True. Dang, I'm wondering what they're doing. You know, they...
I know. It's just, like, sheer luck. But then they have done the one where you have to, like, I think touch it.
And outlast people.
Yep.
Dang. I guess you just have to have nothing on the schedule. And you're just like, look.
They go straight for, like, the big dogs. Like, they're going for cars, not TVs, not stuff like that. They
I
go
respect
for, like,
that. Do you want to do that
cars.
This year?
No.
So, I say that we do it. You stay with Max. And I just block out, you know, 3 or 4 days. I have a Camelback. Shout out to Camelback. I'll be full of water and stuff. I'll have diapers. I could really do this for the family.
I don't. I'm not.
You're not
really
about it?
I just don't really think that, like, we need to do that. I mean, you could if you really wanted to, but, like, it's not really necessary.
No, I'm out. I mean, I don't have your support, so I'm out. I'm done.
Okay.
No, let's not do that. So, I do remember liking Black Friday, but that's not a holiday that I absolutely love. Did you have a third holiday?
I guess
Christmas,
Halloween,
Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Fall,
there we go. Okay. I will say in order, Christmas for sure, and it's changed over time. I used to, everything was at zero. I could care less about the holidays. I liked the holidays when I was a little kid, but then as I got older, you know, whatever. But Christmas now, thanks to Jen, I like Christmas a lot.
What?
I've told you this.
No, I know. That is a ramen bar.
Where?
On the corner.
Oh my gosh. Does it say coming soon or is it there?
Ooh. I think it says coming soon. It says sushi and ramen bar.
Ooh, y'all playing games. Maybe I'll go straight. What is it called? Oh, I didn't know there's a pizza place.
Kaju?
Oh man. I'm tempted to drive up there and see.
It says coming soon.
When exciting. You know?
Yeah, that's super exciting. Sorry, we love ramen. I saw that and had to say something.
I thought you were surprised that I liked Christmas. I was like, Jen, no. We've had this conversation. Oh, these moms look healthy.
Ooh,
these moms look healthy.
Colors.
Okay, Home Depot.
Fall ornamentals. How cute.
I'm trying to look at the price. These joints are probably $30. Look, okay, 27. That's what it was like at Lowe's.
27. And then what about those ones?
The purple ones?
Multi-colored ones. If you pull forward.
Okay.
It's like 17. A little mixed. 17.
Ooh, all right, let's get in there. I can see this lady.
Okay, this might be crazy, but hear me out. If we also drove past Walmart's front bits just to see what their prices were?
Right now?
Yeah, it's right next door.
All right.
You know?
I was about to put this joint in park, so, you know. Yeah, I'm about it. Yeah, price match, girl. I know you're, analyze it till.
Yeah.
Till the Lord comes back, but
also,
yeah.
I felt like we needed something else from here, and I cannot think what it was.
From Lowe's?
From like a.
You wanted to get an industrial
store like this
brush, a sweeper thing.
Oh yeah, okay, we could do that for the.
Was
garage.
That what it was?
No, but that was on the list of things to get.
True, and you are not wanting to get a shop vac. Is that accurate?
No. Ever since I've said that, now you're just like, we need a shop vac.
Because I want to clean I want to clean the cars out.
Yeah, but we have a Dyson.
I was also it doesn't work that way. It does not work in this vehicle. I'm serious. Each time I've tried it, the suction is very weak.
Oh, well, we just need to charge it better.
No, it's not designed. It doesn't suck up like that. Mm. The little attachment is not getting it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, these moms are sad.
Trash moms.
Ooh, this is not good.
I will say this is where we need to get our carving pumpkins. They're $5.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Who are you? Oh, I thought you were about to yell at someone.
No, I was trying to let this fly out. This lady was texting across the street as if there aren't vehicles out here in these actual streets.
Yeah, these moms are not good, guys.
Dang.
Walmart's got those trash moms.
Can I say something that's terrible, but I'm just going to say it? People who light cigarettes when they get out the car to just smoke them on the walk to the front of the store. Why are y'all wasting your cigarettes like that? They'll take two puffs and then throw it out. I'm like,
that's
this is $6
true,
a joint, right? $8. I know it costs money. Save that thing, man. Wait till you get home. My man's like, puff, puff, toss. You're wasting your cigarettes, Billy. And you gotta save them better.
Get a vape. You know?
Yeah, hit the vape two times. Wallin' out, bro.
Or whatever.
Wallin' out. All right, so we both agree that Walmart's moms are straight boo-boo, and these Home Depot moms are looking healthy.
Yeah, they look healthy.
Looking super strong. Also, can we talk about these manicured bushes? Don't they look smooth?
Oh, yeah, those are fresh. But you can't have a lawn and garden store and not have fresh bushes
out front.
True.
If your bushes were garbage, they'd be like, okay, so I guess you're not preaching to the choir. You're not taking your own medicine.
I also like to add, not that anyone is judging us, but in the off chance someone is, we did try to support a local farm place, but their mums were also trash.
The mums were trash and they were expensive.
Yeah. They were $27 mums for.
Man.
These
were unfit mums. All right. I'm about to pull into this joint right here. Sometimes I try to leave the spaces for like, are those cats? Are those dead cats or what is that? Look in the back of her,
cat
whatever.
Pillows.
Oh my gosh.
They're
I got to sneeze.
Pillows.
Oh, it's I'm allergic to cats. That's just a fun fact. That sneeze had nothing to do with it, but maybe subconsciously. My body was like, get away.
It's just like a ton of cat pillows.
Oh, it feels a little realistic too, right? Can you hear a purr?
No. It's too far.
Do you hear a purr?
All right, Max, we're doing it.
All right, Max. Sorry. All right. We got to Home Depot. We're going to get some mums. We'll let you know which mums we get once we get back.
Mom's
after this.
The word.
Mom, look at you. It was very punny. Are you trying to go eat somewhere or are you trying to go back home? Like, what's the plan?
I'm always trying to eat somewhere. I'll be honest with you.
All right, cool. They had a place called Crabs and Beer back there. Just don't know what you're trying to get into.
It's 10:30 in the morning.
All right, y'all. Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave us a review. Doesn't take long. Just scroll to the bottom of this. Click write a review and then write a review. Give us a rating, 4 or 5 stars, preferably. That'd be great. Follow us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me. At Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife, Jen. Be blessed, don't be stressed, do more, and say less. We love you guys. Bye.